WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Name all the funny black women who get booked on David Letterman, Johnny Carson, and Arsenio Hall. Well, there's Whoopi Goldberg and sometimes Marcia Warfield. Opportunities for black women comedians aren't much richer in clubs. Bookers, who are overwhelmingly white men, blithely assemble evenings that include five straight white guys doing date jokes and airline bits. For seasoning, maybe they'll throw in a woman, maybe even a black woman. But two women in a lineup? Oh, sure. Black men are running at about the same position in the comedy derby as white women. They get shots, but it's unlikely two will appear in an evening. Last to be recognized are black women, who are used so sparingly you'd think they were jalapeno peppers, and not just in white-managed clubs. For example, here in Manhattan, Sweetwater's, a music club, recently inaugurated a room for black comedians. When I called to inquire about the acts, I was given a list of five men and one woman. The woman was Ellen Cleghorn, to whom I was speaking, because she is also co-producing the evenings. I complained about the distribution, and she said, "Yeah, I agree, but men have most of the say." They don't at a production company, the New Professional Theater in New York, which is directed by a black actress named Sheila Davis. Recently, NPT produced a show of black women comedians, which included P.J. Jones, Kim Coles, Robin Montague, and Beverly Mickens. They are bawdy, lunatic, and incisive. Kim Coles has big, crimped hair, wide eyes, and a brilliant talent for caricature.
The men here have the most original pickup lines. I was standing in the lobby, and this guy said to me, "Yo, baby, you know something? I could rock your world." And I looked at this man, I realized he probably didn't have a subway token to his name. Now, how's he gonna rock my world when he probably can't even ride to it, okay?
Beverly Mickens' work is the most personal and political.
For the very first time in my life, ever, I'm finally starting to like who I am, you know, and I never did before. Like, I don't know about you, but I would never want to go through puberty again. Oh, 13, 14, kiss, oh, death. Oh, yes, I hated my life, I hated my mother. I would always ask my mother the same thing. She'd always say the same thing, you know. I'd say, "Ma, am I pretty?" And she would say, "Beverly, you have the kind of beauty that's inside." Oh, God, no, Ma. Not the inside beauty. No. Don't you know what that means?
The sets aren't equally strong, but they are fresher and livelier than the majority of openers that play big rooms, spaces in which these comedians are seldom booked. Over drinks, the women told me they resented having to be ganged together. Mickens says they are treated as too odd to fit in as they are. On the other hand, the women are grateful to Davis for promoting them and, most importantly, protecting them from dealing with discrimination alone. The women say San Francisco audiences are the most responsive, but in general, when they get to do their stuff, they see people hungry for what they have to say about subjects like sex, white people, and black men. They say people haven't heard this stuff before and want to. Judging by the audience I sat in, they are absolutely right.